This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The final hour of power here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Quick update on the young Washington Wizards as we're into the fourth quarter. 99-93 lead for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell has been doing, let's just say, Donovan Mitchell-like things over the past 50 seconds since we've started the fourth quarter. We'll see if the Wizards can battle back. We'll keep you up to speed on that as we roll throughout the final hour of the show here. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockin, for a host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Jason, I appreciate you giving us some time, my friend. Max, if you could pop Jason up for me. The button was not working for whatever reason. There we go. There's Jason. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I just switched over from this UConn game to see the fourth quarter of the Wizards here.
So look at that. Close. Look at you. Keep it up, man. UConn is interesting. The St. John's, I guess, is the bigger story, JLC, man. I can't believe.
I thought they were going to run him out of the gym.
So did I.
21-8.
Good.
Hell broke loose the other way. Patino's boys started playing defense.
It
should be a hell of a second half.
Good hoops on a Friday night in the district. I appreciate you giving us some time, my man. Obviously, it is big game week in the National Football League. I was saying before we brought you on, our young guy, Jaden Daniels, has been kind of the attraction and the star of Radio Row and all the media festivities. Jason, based off of what you hear about this young man and then you getting to watch him yourself, does he have the makings and the temperament to be the face of the National Football League?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting time. Because there's just so many special quarterbacks. I mean, there's so much happening in this league. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is rewriting the record books in one way. Josh Allen had a historic offense, right? Nobody's touched the ball more than him and produced as many touchdowns and as few sacks or turnovers as him. You have Lamar being the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 4,000 yards, have 40 or more touchdown passes, and run for over 900 yards in the same season. And then you have Jaden Daniels, you know, damn near getting to the Super Bowl as a rookie and doing everything he did. Joe Burrow's obviously off to a pretty incredible start. He's missed a lot of time due to injuries. But so, I mean, the face of the league, I don't know. It's going to be hard to, like, I mean, if Patrick Mahomes has
– Yeah.
Four rings and, you know, seven championship games and 4-1 in the Super Bowl. And if he goes to 18-3 in his career in the playoffs, like, I think that's the face of the league.
But, for sure.
You know, and all
that.
The commercials. And But I look, face of the NFC, you know, one of the.
Well, JLC, I'll say this about Mahomes, and we know we keep it strictly sports here, but. He keeps showing his allegiance to the redheaded man in office. And I wonder how
is it though? like, I don't even know that he has. I don't. I mean, clearly his wife has.
Yes.
But yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
I have a hard time thinking. I kind of know his dad just a little bit. Okay. I have a hard time thinking his pops is that way. But who knows?
Yeah. Interesting dynamic, nonetheless. You make a great point, though. It's kind of hard to go against Pat. You brought up your guy, Action Jackson, up there in B-more. Your reaction last night when he's not announced as the MVP, you just mentioned the historic accolades he was able to put up this year, JLC.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think it's, in a way, it's very Lamar that if he's had a season no one's ever had before in the history of the league. Yeah. He surpassed Josh Allen in every category possible. He, as a two-time MVP winner, had clearly his best MVP season ever. He played twice as many playoff teams as Josh Allen. He had a better record against them than Josh Allen. He beat Josh Allen himself while voting was being conducted. He had 120 passer rating against 10 playoff teams. Josh Allen had a 92 passer rating against 5. Josh Allen won one more football game than Lamar Jackson, and somehow – the first time since 1987, somebody is, first team all pro, but not the MVP.
Yeah.
It's just very Lamar that.
I'm glad
that's
you.
Him.
I like the way you put it, JLC, man. You keep it as real as anybody I get to talk to, man. That's why I love having you on. It's almost like, and I guess what you're trying to say is he's the goalpost for whatever reason continues to get moved with him.
Well, always. And, I honestly think this is people who just didn't want to give him 3 and 4. Like 3 and 5 or
yeah.
three since 2019 and 2 in a row. Like I think it had more to do just look at the voting and look at who voted. I keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of white bread, half-assed, bad quarterbacks. Who
got the dump button. We good.
was a bad NFL quarterback,
yes.
Who has been clearly, Josh Allen's guy and one of these people all season who feels like Josh Allen should get it.
Yeah.
And he voted that way. And you can look at, same thing with Orlovsky. You know what I mean? Like, these are people who are trying to blame Lamar Jackson for Mark Andrews not catching a ball that hits him in the bread.
Well, that whole discourse, like, JLC, holy. I can imagine what radio was like for you up at 105.3 that week. Holy hell.
It's just, I just find it a little interesting. You got people putting him fourth in the MVP voting, just making sure Josh Allen doesn't get it. I find it, it's, again, just very Lamar. Like, here's the deal. If Josh Allen had this season last year, Josh Allen should have been the MVP. You could tell me that Dak Prescott had a better argument to be the MVP over Lamar last year than Josh Allen does this year, and I would agree with you. But this wasn't about this year. This was about people clearly just look how they voted for one thing and then look how they voted for the other, not wanting him, not thinking he's good enough to have a career achievement award of three already. And there's no other way to explain it, because these people at a certain level realize he was the better player because they voted him first team all pro by an overwhelming margin. And then these same people come back and jerry rig their total voting in a way that now he's not the MVP, even though he was 30-18 as first team all pro.
JLC, help me real quick. So the voters for AP are the same as who voted for the MVP, right?
Yes.
That's crazy. That makes it even more of a farce. Now, I didn't realize it was.
He was 30-18 as first team all pro.
That's crazy.
But yet he's 25 or 28 points behind or whatever in the voting system for MVP. Like, again, I like Jim Miller a lot. Like, I think it's odd that, like, two people on the same radio shows both have votes. Like, why? I find that odd. I love Pat Kerwin. I love Jim Miller. They both have MVP votes. They're on together 4 hours a day. Like, you don't think they might sort of end up voting the same way?
Well,
like,
yeah.
Bruce Murray and Rich Gannon. I like them both. Both good guys. I think it's odd. They both have MVP votes. They spend 3 hours a day talking to each other on the radio about football. Like,
Look, JLC, our producer just got in my ear and said, he is spitting. This is what happens when you bring on JLC late night on a Friday night, man. You get the goods. I want to ask you this, though, real quick, because you're more privy to this than I am. Did you see Tom Pelissero's tweet from the NFL Network?
Yeah, I agree with it.
What did you make of that?
I mean, it's a weird collection of people. I mean, you've got people who create hot takes for a living, who literally want to do stupid stuff to get more eyeballs. Like, that's basically how they view their vocation. And you have them voting on this award, like, so that they can then take it and turn it into content for their shows. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense. It just, the list of 50 people doesn't make sense. I mean, you got people who haven't covered the NFL on a regular basis in 4 or 5 years and write the occasional book, and they're still voting on this. It's like, okay.
Strange.
I mean, that's one way to do it. You know, so it is what it is. Like, again,
will there be enough of an uproar where there's something that changes, you think, or no?
No, I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised. That Lamar is sort of caught up in the middle of it. It's just that's just the way that's kind of how it goes.
That is how the cookie crumbles for Lamar Action Jackson. Obviously, heartbreaking finish to Baltimore season. I know you got to cover that pretty closely. When you look at the offseason ahead, coaching carousel, Jason, obviously going to continue to spin. The Saints job is open. I'm trying to phrase this without
Kellen
putting
Moore.
You.
I mean, it has to be Kellen Moore. If it's not Kellen Moore.
It's probably going to be his job. I guess I want to put it to you like this without trying to sway you one way or another. I know you'll keep it real as usual. The worst job opening since when?
You know,
I think it's a terrible opening, Jason.
It's bad. I mean, it's bad. Their cap situation is hell. I mean, I'm talking to people who would like to trade for Cam Jordan in the league, but they're like, I don't even know if they can get out of the cap gymnastics enough for let us to try to buy him for pennies on the dollar. Like, some of the contracts have just gotten so unwieldy, and I'm not one to hide behind or make a lot of the cap. It's usually hocus pocus. Where there's a will, there's a way. You want to keep spending, you can keep doing it. But they have kicked the can so many times. Like, I hear they badly want to get out from Derek Carr. I hear they're willing to play it out this year with Spencer Rattler. But can they actually make that happen? And they've got to go so far to gut what's left of that team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a rough situation. Mickey Loomis has done a hell of a job on that franchise since Sean Payton left. It's really fallen into complete disrepair. But I don't know that some of these other jobs are that much better. I mean, I like Aaron Glenn a lot, but I mean, good luck, brother. Good luck. good luck. I mean, they hire guys from this. And again, I like Rick Spielman. He's a good guy. I've worked with Rick Spielman. But like, he helps hire the coach and then he gets a job out of it? Like, what?
That, you know, you know who I'm glad didn't do that? Washington. Because Rick Spielman was active helping Josh Harrison company.
Yeah, like
they didn't hire him, Jason.
It's Woody Johnson. I mean, who's winning with the Jets? They haven't even come out and publicly distanced themselves from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he ripped the owner. He ripped the owner's kids. Like, it's clear no coach worth a damn would want him in their building. But they haven't even dealt with that. So, like, is that worse than the Saints? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's just a lot of bad owners and a lot of bad jobs.
The talent in New York is what makes it better than the Saints' job in the cap situation, too.
I agree, but they're in the AFC. They're in a division with the MVP. Yeah. You know, New England's got a quarterback now, I think, at least, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. Buffalo is going to win that division, you know, for a long time. They've got Lamar in their conference. They've got Burrow in their conference. They've got Mahomes in their conference. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. A lot of these owners will never get it right.
Well, that's the thing about the National Football League, and we know it here in D.C. better than others, that bad ownership normally prevents you from getting to where you want to go.
Yes, it will.
Going to free agency here real quick, Joe Burrow, very, you know, public about wanting.
I wrote about it in the Washington Post 2 months ago, said it's coming. Get ready for the Joe Burrow putting pressure on the old man to spend some money
for it.
But I don't think it's going to go how Joey B wants it to.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I don't think Joey B thinks it's going to go how Joey B wants it to either. Otherwise, he wouldn't be running every microphone he can find saying, I studied our cap situation. We can sign guys. Yeah. We've got plenty of cap space. I know how we can make it work. Good luck.
The crazy thing about this with Cincy is we've seen this before. Like, they've done it over and over and over again. So to think, even with the generational player like Joe Burrow, and I guess maybe I'm throwing generational around loose, but he's clearly a franchise guy.
Yeah.
So if it's not going to work if they're not going to pay this group of guys, I mean, is that family ever going to cough up money?
Well, the time to do it is years ago. I mean, the price, especially for quarterbacks, who they did get him done in time. Like, they got him done when they couldn't. But quarterbacks and wide receivers are going nuts. And the fact that one guy just played out the franchise tag and the other guy still hasn't gotten his deal yet, I mean, it just doesn't – you've got to be proactive with that because you're just going to cost yourself more. And he's allowed it to get to a point where there's no way – like, I got GMs I respect who want to sign wide receivers telling me they think T. Higgins is going to get more than $30 million a year.
And he's not.
That ain't going to be in Cincinnati. And if T. Higgins gets 30 on the open market, you think Jamar Chase is going to take a penny less to sign long term there?
Yeah.
So, like, what's he going to do? He's going to have a $35 million receiver and a $30 million receiver? There's no way in hell Mike Brown's doing that.
No.
And I don't even know if he's going to end up keeping Hendrickson. I mean, I don't know that deal gets done there. He might get traded. Like,
yeah, that's the one I look at.
If Myles Garrett gets you two ones and a two, I think Mike Brown's going to say, well, I can at least get a one and a two for Trey Hendrickson. I mean, like,
he would. Yeah.
Or maybe a one and a three. I mean, Hendricks only signed for one more year, so you don't
know. He's getting up there in age a little bit, but I mean, that's fascinating, man. You think, imagine being a scout or a draft guy there, Jason. You literally do what your damn job is. You hit on players, and then you can't get your front office to give them second contracts, third contract. That's crazy.
I mean, look, I don't think Chase is going anywhere, but the idea, I mean, Mike Gesicki, come on, man. Yeah. Like, you better be happy when he signs Jamar Chase. I mean, he's paying you whatever, 55. He's going to pay him 35. And then everybody else in every other skill position is going to be on a rookie contract. Like, that's just what it's going to be.
Yeah. Let's keep it in the AFC North for a second. What do you see happening with Pittsburgh at the quarterback position? Are they?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they know. I know everybody's got a new report every day. I mean, I don't think they could tell you right now unequivocally who their quarterback's going to be. I mean, they'll go to the combine and I would be shocked if they don't, you know, talk to Darnold's guy, if they don't talk to Russ's guy, if they don't talk to Fields's guy. I mean,
what do you think is their best play here when you consider what state the roster is in? I think that's the bigger question.
I'm a bit of a Justin Fields guy. I think if they got that defense like it was in the first half of the year, that they could go back to the playoffs with Justin Fields. Now, are they winning a Super Bowl with him next year? No, but I don't think they're winning a Super Bowl
with anybody.
With Kirk Cousins. I mean, look, the guys are who they are. I don't think they're winning it with Sam Darnold. I don't think, like, I I don't know. I mean,
Do you see Aaron Rodgers potentially as a fit there?
That would shock me. Yeah. That would absolutely floor me.
Because the personality mixed with Mike T.
It just he's cooked. I mean, you could, if you want to cook quarterback, you could bring Russ back for half of what this guy.
Yeah, and less the head, and right? Half the headache too.
Yeah, like I don't see that at all. I mean, you could try to get creative and trade for like Malik Willis, who a lot of people I know felt like really made leaps and bounds with the Packers. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Cousins coming out
and admitting he was hurt. I wonder how differently he is viewed among in league circles, because I think it was obvious there was something wrong the way his play just completely fell off a cliff.
Yeah, that got real ugly real fast. And we'll see. He also wasn't in an offense that fit him at all. Right. I mean,
makes me think, man, how close was Raheem Morris to being one and done? He had an interesting year there in Atlanta.
That, I don't think that owner really was – I'd be really surprised if that owner would have even really kind of thought about doing that there. And I don't put the quarterback thing all rough. I think he's got to fix his defense. I mean,
first and foremost.
He's got that defense. I mean, the Simmons thing didn't really work out. The Judon thing didn't really work out. They didn't have any bite. Same thing as always with them. Not enough pass rush.
Yeah.
They got to get more players on defense.
Yeah, for sure. Jason, I appreciate you as always, my man. Always love catching
up
with you.
Sorry I dropped an F-bomb.
No, you're good, man.
As someone who talks 4 hours a day and has to dump other people, you'd think I...
No, it's after hours. You got it, my friend. It's after hours. It's all good. Appreciate you as always, my man. We'll do it again.
My pleasure, man.
One of the absolute best, talking all things NFL, Odyssey NFL insider, Jason Lockenfor, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. Couple of calls on the line. We'll take those, plus react to some of the fire Jason Lockenfor was spitting next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.